I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time to love the body you're in. Friend of mine, Pamela Keek, who's a fashion blogger, she's a superstar on Instagram, is here to talk about when she went viral because she posted a picture of herself in a swimsuit.
Yeah, that was terrifying.
It was so cool that you did it.
The shots turned out great, and you know, I really struggled with putting it out there because, I mean, I do promote body positivity, but that doesn't mean that I don't have insecurities and thinking like, holy shit, like I'm putting myself really out there with this. And, you know, after a couple of glasses of wine, I was just like, fuck it. I'm just going to put it out there.
Would you do that? Post a picture of yourself on social media in a swimsuit? After you listen to this podcast, maybe you'll do it too. Keep listening to hear Pam's story.
You're listening to the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K, a podcast designed to empower, enlighten, and entertain with perspectives that most women are thinking, but not always saying. This is 50 Shades of K.
She's back. Pam Keek is here. She's been on 50 Shades of K before. She's a fashion lifestyle blogger and a social media superstar. She's also a fashion columnist at onmilwaukee.com. Pam, welcome back to the podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
We need to mention your other job that you have.
Yes.
You're a social media marketing manager at the spa at Plastic Surgery Associates.
Yes, I am.
Are you loving that?
It's so much fun.
That's going to be another podcast. We're going to have the doctors on at some point.
Yes.
Our next Ask a Pro episode should be with them, where you can ask a plastic surgeon any question you want.
Oh, yeah. I ask them so many questions throughout the day.
I bet they have the kind of profession that they'll be out at like their kid's baseball game and someone
totally
will come up to them and say, hey, doctor, so my boobs, let's talk. I mean, they probably get that a lot.
Yeah, like they'll be walking by and I'll be like, so you see this wrinkle I'm getting right here? Like, what can I put in there to get rid of that?
Yeah, so how can we take care of that?
Yeah.
Well, we're not talking about that today. That will be in another podcast. Pam is known for being the curvy fashionista, and we are going to talk about loving the body you're in, because this girl recently went viral when she posted on social media herself in a one piece for everybody to see, Pam in all her glory.
Yeah, that was terrifying.
It was so cool that you did it. You've become a new friend of mine, but I have never been more proud of you.
Oh,
because
thanks.
I don't care if you're big or small or tall or short, unless you're a Victoria's Secret model, everyone is uncomfortable in a swimsuit.
For sure.
And tell us exactly what you did and who you did this with. What company is it?
Swimsuits for All. And so they have this campaign going to just like love your body in a swimsuit. And so they sent me some swimsuits that I got to pick for myself, which ones I wanted. And so I went with the Ashley Graham collection because, of course, I thought it was going to look like Ashley Graham in it. But
I'm
that's
just
not
saying,
how it works.
Her collection is great.
Her collection's great.
And it's comfortable. I mean, it looks like it's a suit you could
yes
actually wear out. Because some of these suits you see online, it's like, okay, that's
oh, yeah
great if you're just standing still.
Yeah.
But you're going to totally get a butt creeper if
but
you walk.
Like the one that I got was like, had these like cage detailing on the side. So it was still sexy. It still showed skin, but it still covered up the parts that I personally am uncomfortable with my body. But we had to shoot it for, you know, some promotion on the blog, and it was freezing that day. It was so cold.
Where did you shoot? Were you by Lake Michigan?
Yeah, we were right on Lake Michigan, and we would have to like go in like 10-minute spurts, and then I would like wrap up, and then I would like go back out again and shoot some more because it was so cold. But the shots turned out great, and you know, I really struggled with putting it out there because, I mean, I do promote body positivity, but that doesn't mean that I don't have insecurities and
yeah
thinking like, holy shit, like I'm putting myself really out there with this. And, you know, after a couple of glasses of wine, I was just like, fuck it. I'm just going to put it out there.
Wine helps with everything.
Yeah, it gives me confidence.
There is a movement going on now with women loving their bodies. And Jenna Kutcher, who we were talking about, who's a very successful blogger, used to live in the Wisconsin area. Oddly enough, went to college with my sister and brother-in-law, I was just saying, and used to work with my sister at Target. Such a small world. But she went viral also when she was posting how she's the curvy girl with what she called her husband, her six-pack
yeah.
husband who is all into CrossFit and fitness. And perhaps people would look at them and say they're different body types. Mm-hmm. But it started this dialogue of, for in their case, love is love. And if you're going to love someone for how they look, guess what? They're going to age.
Yeah.
Not going to. I know you work with plastic surgeons, but everything's not going to look the same when you're 92. It just, some things will automatically change.
True.
Some things will. And this is really great that people like you are publicly saying, hey, this is me, mm-hmm. all of me. And you did it with such confidence, and your post was great because you were very vulnerable and you admitted that. Mm-hmm. That's very real, Pam.
Yeah. Like, I think, you know, I struggled for a really long time because I was always the bigger girl, the bigger friend. When realistically, like, even growing up, I was not, looking back, I quoted myself or thought of myself as the bigger girl. When looking back, you're like, okay, you really weren't that big. But do you know what I mean? Like when I look at pictures, I'm like, God, I would love to look like what I looked like in college. But I thought that I was so, like, terrible looking in college.
That is such a huge thing to remember, though. How many times do we all look back? So think about it. The way you are right now, Pam, you may in 30 years be like, what was I thinking then? Why was I so worried about it then? Because you look great.
Thank you. But, like, I think now that I, like, love my body and love the way that I am right now, I have so much more confidence than I did when I was a size 10 in college.
Sure.
You know, and, like, so, I mean, now I'm, like, you know, like a 16, 18. And, you know, people might talk bad about people wearing swimsuits that are plus size and stuff like that. And, I mean, I had some trolls on there, you know, talking about the pictures.
And I saw you put one on blast, which, good for you. Yeah. But what were the trolls trying to say to you?
The one that I kind of talked back to, what said, like, don't whales belong in the water? And I was,
but your response, you took the high road. You said, let's pray for this person because they're clearly struggling with something that they would do that publicly.
And the things that people will say to you on social media, they would never say to your face.
Correct.
Most of the time. And, you know, so I basically just said, your intent was to hurt me, but all you did was raise my engagement on this photo. So thank you for
thank
that.
Thank you.
I appreciate
because
that.
Because that post was a hashtag ad. So keep the activity going.
Thank you.
And I saw that the Ashley Graham actually liked it too.
I died. I was so excited. Yeah, I love her. And just the fact that knowing that she saw my picture and liked it made my day.
Yeah, of course.
Totally.
Of course. But we are approaching the warm days of summer. People are going to be out showing some skin. They're going to be out in their swimsuits. Is it because of other people that, like you said, maybe when you were kids that we were talked to and taunted and teased that make us self-conscious? Because if you feel comfortable and confident in what you're wearing in your own skin, that alone is beautiful. I mean, have you seen Amy Schumer's movie, I Feel Pretty?
Yes, I love it.
That's what it's all about.
Great. Yeah.
What a difference. She looked nothing different, but yet her attitude changed and that became
absolutely
sexy.
I think that we think that everyone else is going to see our insecurities that we have in ourselves when we're wearing a swimsuit. Like, I don't necessarily love my arms, but when I show, like, when I wear a tank top, has anyone ever come up to me and be like, oh my God, your arms look terrible? Like, that's never happened.
No, you're right.
So, I mean, I think that we think that everyone else is going to see how we think, and they don't.
Well, and how many times, not even just with appearances, just in scenarios too, do we make it all worse in our heads?
Oh, totally.
Especially as women. We warped it into this thing of what's going to happen and that could happen. And then they say this and this. And 9 times out of 10, none of that even actually develops. It doesn't happen at all.
No.
So you're right. Yeah. So go out there, ladies. Wear what you want to wear. Mm-hmm. Put your post up on social media, just like Pam. That's a challenge for people to do.
Yes.
Because it doesn't matter what size you are. We all have some kind of insecurities, but your insecurities and your makeup is what makes you you.
Yeah. And to put it out there like that is scary, to post pictures like that, but it's also so empowering because you see, like, the love and support that other people have around the community.
Yep.
You know, I really thought that I was going to get a lot more hate from it than I really did. And the people that did give hate, everyone else that was supporting it all ganged up on him then and were like, don't be mean. Like, leave her alone.
Don't be mean. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm really proud of you again for doing it. And thank you for coming on the podcast to talk about it. Social media, you're still kicking ass. Your Instagram followers continue to grow.
Your
blog is so engaging. You offer great fashion advice, great lifestyle advice. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
What's going on with your podcast?
We're working on finding a studio now to record, but
just buy a Yeti microphone and go in a closet.
I know.
You put it on a little, no one has to see the studio.
I know, but like, it's a big commitment trying to figure out, the editing and all of that stuff. So we're working on it. It will happen. It will happen.
The world wants to hear from you.
The world wants to hear.
More Pam.
Pam and Kathy.
Is that what it's called?
No. We were going to call it Our Fucking Lives.
Yes. Which you sent that message to me about that idea. And this is another podcast I'm actually working on, which is like the tips to start a podcast, like the basic things.
Yeah.
That's one of the suggestions. You wanted to call it Our Fucking Lives, mm-hmm. which is totally cheeky and funny, and it's definitely you and your BFF Catherine. But like what I was saying to you, if you have big goals, if you want your podcast to be talked about on the Today Show or on E! News, don't do yourself a disservice by putting in a word like fucking that can't be said in mainstream media, because then people are going to be confused what your title is. Hashtags are going to get confusing.
I know. So we have a lot of work to do.
I sound like I'm like your mom scolding you.
No, we have a lot of work to do.
I'm like your big sister. Well, I'm excited that you guys are working on it.
Yeah.
And I know you have a lot of ideas, but I applaud you for having a plan. You don't want to just put anything out there and have it not be a good product.
No.
That's not your brand to do that.
We don't want
to
half-ass it. So once we do it, it's going to be good.
Yeah,
so,
and come on here and let's talk about it. I want you and Catherine.
Yeah.
And we'll promote it.
Totally.
All right, Pamela Keek, everyone. Oh, I want to make sure I plug all your websites. It's PamelaKeek.com. Instagram, find her at Pamela Keek. Keek is K-I-E-C-K. You can also find her on Facebook or just go to her stuff and see that I'm liking it if you follow me, because I like everything Pam does. I love what you stand for, and you're always so much fun to be around.
So thanks
for being here.
This has been the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.